Hi, Choisters! Thank you for making great choices and listening to Choices. As always, I am your host, Christine Choi. Hey, what's up? How's it going? It's going totally okay for me. Not great, just okay. And you know what? Sometimes you just gotta be honest about how you're feeling, you know? So I am doing just okay. Alright, so before we begin, I want to say something. My last episode with Rhea was so amazing, and I am so happy that I got to share that with you. So something was brought to my attention in a form of feedback that I wanted to address. In the episode, Rhea talked about how AA was not particularly kind to her, but also keep in mind that she said how amazing those organizations were. Anyway, we did say that they were rude to her and made her feel as if she wasn't deserving of being helped. So there was actually a part of the interview that I wish I hadn't edited out, hindsight. Rhea had told me a story about how when she came clean to her sponsor that she wasn't addicted to alcohol and that she was going to drink if she wanted to, that her sponsor completely shut her out and disregarded her. And that was the part that really hurt her. And the part that I really wish I hadn't cut out is the part where we go on to talk about how everyone in AA are still addicts and humans that need to be surrounded by people who are away from alcohol and ready to be cured of the addiction. So I think the way I edited the episode may potentially deter some people from seeking help from AA, but that was not my intention, nor is it the message of the groups. And as Rhea talks about the teachings of those group meetings, they are so valuable. And many times, they're your best bet to beat your addiction. So I just wanted to touch base with all of you and say that I apologize if I caused any doubt of these meetings because I do truly believe in them. Thank you for understanding that I'm also just a human and that I am going to say things that may not be correct or sensitive. Also that some of my opinions may not line up with yours, and you might think I'm awful sometimes. This is also why I'm constantly asking you to give me feedback so I can make this podcast better, and in a selfish way, it helps me become a better person. So please, let me know when I fuck up. Let me know any time you have an opinion different from mine so I can widen my perspective as we go along. Oh, and P.S., I also appreciate those of you who share the same opinion as me, so those feedbacks are always welcome as well. All right, so with that said, if you're a new listener, find Choices Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and all the other wonderful places where you find podcasts. And that's it. Let's get started. All right, so I don't know if you're aware of what this week is. It is the week of Burning Man. So I've been wanting to go to Burning Man since I was 18 years old, and I finally got to go last year. I thought I was gonna love it, but I fucking loved it. I think Burning Man completely allowed me to be me and allowed me to love me for me. And I don't really tend to do that for myself in the real world, which is kind of a shame, and also something I'm working on every day. Sadly, I did not get to go to Burning Man this year, mostly because of the big move to New York this year. You know, just vacation days, money, whatever. It just didn't seem like a smart thing to do, so I am going to be there next year. While I made the decision in my brain, my heart hates the decision, so I'm going through the worst FOMO ever because, let me tell ya, I love Burning Man. That place made me feel like myself 24/7. Okay, well, the first couple of days, actually, I remember laying in bed late at night thinking, what the fuck? How am I going to be here for 10 days? I don't know if I like it. What if I don't like it? And then just a couple days in, I was hooked. And the funny thing is, what I was hooked to was the ability to be unapologetically myself. Huh. Interesting. So in the honor of Burning Man going on right now, I want to talk about the 10 principles of Burning Man and what birthday meant to me. And maybe this will break some of the stigma people have of Burning Man. And maybe this will convince someone that they should definitely go to Burning Man at some point in their lives. And hey, maybe this will solidify someone's decision that Burning Man just isn't for them. Anyway, that's what this episode's going to be about, so I hope you enjoy it. All right, number one, radical inclusion. I had a surprisingly hard time with this one. And no, not because I wasn't being inclusive, but because I forgot that I'm still allowed to be human. In life in general, I believe that I'm pretty inclusive, and, you know, I love knowing all kinds of people and learning about them. And for some reason, with radical inclusion being the first of the 10 principles, I sort of took it as like a must with no exceptions. So there was someone in my camp that I just did not get along with, and it just bothered me so much that I couldn't connect with him. So I kept making the effort to get to know the guy with no progress and honestly, zero pleasant feelings after chatting. And then one day, I was talking to my friend Mario about the situation and how much it was bothering me, and he just looked at me and said, "It's okay. It's okay to not like somebody." I was stunned. Seriously, I was so confused. This was someone who's been at Burning Man for the last 14 years telling me that it was okay for me to not like somebody. And the thing was that I was there with open arms and an open heart. And if someone wasn't willing to accept that I was there to give, it was okay for me to let it go and move on to the people who were there with their hearts and arms open. So that was that. Number two, gifting. I actually learned about this before I came to Burning Man. This is probably one of the biggest misconceptions people have about Burning Man. People think Burning Man has some sort of a bartering system where you trade goods and services amongst the citizens of Black Rock City. Wrong. You give to give. That's it. Plain and simple. The beautiful thing about it is that most people come to Burning Man with the mindset that they want to give. So maybe to an outsider watching normal human interactions of person A giving something to person B, then person B giving something to person A might see it as bartering. But here are some of the examples of gifts at Burning Man. It can be an amazing snow globe with a man inside of it with dust flying all around inside, which I've seen online but never seen it in person. I want one of those. It can be music. It can be an alcoholic beverage. It can be water. It can be the cool spritz of water from a spray bottle because it's so hot out there. It can be an Advil. It can be a hug. It can be a listening ear. It honestly can be anything. My personal favorite gift was a necklace this guy gave me when I was taking my first pinhole photo. I was definitely struggling because it was my first one, and it was kind of a hard shot to take. And when I got done with it, he came up to me and handed me the necklace and said, "You inspired me. My wife made this necklace. Inside the ember is the dust from last year's burn." I freaking love this necklace. I mean, I got some amazing gifts from my campmates, but that one from a total stranger just meant so much. And on top of that, it's so cute. I actually wear it in the real world, and it just looks like a piece of jewelry. So, awesome possum. And yeah, so you can definitely gift anything. And no, never, never, never expect anything back. But you'll also receive. Okay, number three, decommodification. Okay, this is an important one. Basically, it stands for the absence of any commercial identity on the playa. Any commercial sponsorship, transactions, or advertising are to be left outside of Black Rock City. Brands signify a certain level of class or status, and at Burning Man, we're all one, and there shouldn't ever be a focus of what one owns, right? So this is also one of the reasons why Burning Man is not considered to be a festival, and Burning Man doesn't promote itself. It is not a music festival, and they, You know, the reason why you don't find out about who performed at Burning Man isn't because it's a big secret, but because it goes against this principle. The artists who perform because they want to give the Burning Man community with their art. Cool. Number 4, radical self-reliance. I love this one. I mean, I love all of them, but I truly love this one. I'm not gonna lie, it being my first burn, I failed at this one a little bit. Maybe I read past this part on the checklist, but I did not bring a cup, a plate, or utensils. So if it wasn't for amazing Mayumi and Mike G, I would have starved to death. So thankfully they had a couple extra that they could spare for the whole week, and I was able to eat every day and drink every day. Also, just FYI, if you're planning on going to Burning Man for the first time, make sure you're bringing non-disposable items. You do not want to have all the trash to take back with you. So just in general, you have to be able to survive on your own. This goes from bringing the right eating utensils, the right clothes, making sure you bring a bike or arranging to have a bike brought in for you. And, side note, make sure you take your bike back. Last year, there were thousands of bikes left behind, and that was not good. Okay, something that I didn't even think about that I just heard is make sure you're in the right headspace. Just like with anything, if you feel that you're gonna have to be leaning on someone else the whole time you're there, maybe you should skip this year. Is this not to say that if you're struggling with anything that people wouldn't help you? They will. But you have to go ready and with a good mindset. Look inside yourself before you go, basically. And this is a great learning experience to learn to stand on your own. Love it. Okay, radical self-expression. Yeah, we hear it all the time. Just be yourself. And yeah, this is probably one of the things that I miss the most about being at Burning Man. I truly, truly feel like I was able to be 100% myself while I was there. I feel like we spend too much time and energy in the real world worrying about how we're viewed and we adjust who we are, you know? Of course, being in the middle of the desert with no life responsibilities, with 75,000 strangers, yeah, it kind of makes it easier to be yourself. Oh, and on top of that, everybody else is being super weird. So perhaps maybe this is a good practice room. I honestly came out of Burning Man feeling more confident in who I am than ever. I had the same insecurities and issues as when I went into it, but I think I just learned to accept myself for who I am. And for it being my first time to Burning Man, I didn't really know how I was supposed to dress, right? Of course, I was worried about how I was going to dress, how I was going to be viewed. Oh, all these photos that I see of Burning Man, I just didn't know. So, I mean, like, I took a bunch of stuff. Not a ton, but a bunch of stuff. And, yep, next year I will be taking some plain tank tops and some plain shorts. Yeah, that's really all I want. Because that's me, man. Because that's me. All right. Number 6. Communal effort. Yo. This is doing what serves your community. Yes, the definition of community can differ person to person. This may mean your friends, your campmates, your fellow burners, your fellow humans, etc. Just make sure you're making the effort to serve whatever community you belong to. This means respecting the playa. This means respecting the art installations. This means respecting the porta potties. This means picking up trash as you're riding around the playa. I just love this. So, yep, take care of your community. Number 7, civic responsibility. Kinda similar to communal effort, in my opinion, but this really gets down to the nitty-gritty of doing things by the law. This isn't just about the quote-unquote right thing from the heart, but also by the book of the law. This means that you are following the rules of society and also the state of Nevada, who are very, very strict. Such as, you are going to be at the bar as someone who is of a legal drinking age with a valid ID or a photocopy of one. If you have the ability to drive a car on the playa, you are not driving above the speed limit, which is like 5 miles per hour. Is that too fast? I can't remember, but I didn't drive, so it's cool. You are following the rules of consent, which has been a big topic at Burning Man for a long time, but it seems it has gained even more traction with the Me Too movement, which I love. But yeah, just in general, be a good citizen of the world. Number 8, leaving no trace. I love, 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 love this. Do you know what MOOP is? Well, now you learn. It stands for Matters Out of Place, MOOP, MOOP. Do you think that the cigarette butt you just tossed into the dust belongs there? Nope. Matter out of place. Pick that shit up, man. Thanks. You will not believe what established reputable camps do on the last day to make sure there's nothing left on the desert when they leave. My camp is one of those well-established, reputable camps. So we go all out, sweeping the desert. We comb the shit out of the whole camp, run through it with a magnet sweeper or a magnet rake. I don't really know what they're called. And walk through and pick up hair. You know, the things that come out of your head naturally. Yeah, we pick it up because it doesn't belong there. It is out of place. So you pick it up. Yeah, it's a bit of a chore, but maybe it was because it was my first year, but I had fun. I was running around with the magnet sweeper and I actually had some fun. So that's cool. Also, this applies to your everyday living on the playa. If you're riding around your bike and you see a piece of sequin on the ground, you stop your bike and pick that up. It's also a fun way to collect some treasures, man. People do drop some of the weirdest shit on the playa without knowledge. So yeah, very important, so important, very, very important. Also, we don't leave any trash at Black Rock City. So any trash that you make, you're taking it back out with you. This is also the reason why Burning Man is allowed back each year, because we leave no trace. I wish I can say this for some of the other events I've been to in the past. Yeah. All right, moving on. Number 9, participation. Just do it. I don't know. Whatever. Sure. If it's something you're just totally not feeling, like it's against your morals or it just brings you negative feelings, yeah, you can say no, of course. But if it's something that you've never done and somebody invites you to do something and you don't know much about it, just jump into it, man. Or if you're just chilling at your camp, comfy being lazy in your onesie, and your friend says, let's get on a bike and see where it takes us. Just fucking do it. 10 out of 10 times, you're gonna experience something you've never experienced before, and you'll be glad you did it. I'd give myself a 7 out of 10 on this one for last year, and I hope to be able to say I was a 10 out of 10 next year. All right, finally, number 10. Immediacy. Alright, so I am not great at this in the real world. This might be one of the reasons why I miss Burning Man so much. Immediacy is about enjoying the now. I think I was able to do that at Burning Man for the most part, and you know, it was amazing. Yes, there were times that I was trying to get some signals so I can find my friend Rhea, who I never found. And there were also times when I wanted to check in with the fam bam. But yeah, I mean, I loved being disconnected from the outside world and just focusing on what's going on in front of me. It was great. Definitely missing that today. So yeah, those are the 10 principles of Burning Man. I really hope you learned something new from this today, and I really think these are great to live by in the real world, so I hope you paid attention. And you know, I think there's so many misconceptions about Burning Man in this world, and to me, it was a place full of amazing art. It was a place where I was able to be 100% myself. It was a place I made lifelong friends and will continue to do so. And you know what? Even though I'm physically not there, I'm there right now in spirit, totally. Yeah. I hope everyone's having fun on the playa. Be safe. Be good. See you guys when you get back. And for those of you that just listened to this episode, I really hope that you will think about checking out Burning Man. And for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. I sound like I'd be on The Bachelor. Okay, so that was the episode. Don't forget to follow me on social media. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I am Choices Podcast, all one word. And as always, please send Ask Choi letters and feedback to choicesespodcast@gmail.com. Alrighty then, I will talk to you guys next week. Okay, thanks, bye!